Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Alex McDonald, Victor Kilo 4, Tango Echo. VK4TE passed away September 27. His radio interest as a boy came from the humble Crystal set. This was followed by 6 years in the RAAF as a radio technician, and during this period he gained his amateur limited license, followed by the unrestricted license about 4 years later. Alex was secretary of the Queensland branch of the WIA for many years until it was absorbed into the current national WIA. Also, during this period, he was instrumental in the recording of Morse practice tapes and sending hundreds of them to Queensland radio amateurs who wished to upgrade their limited license. In his early years, Alex was mainly interested in the competition side of the hobby. He achieved his DXCC and loved radio field trips with his family. After a 45-year period of not using Morse, he regained proficiency and focused on CW contacts until his passing. Amateur radio was a significant part of Alex's life. It gave him great entertainment and created many friendships. Rest in peace, Alex McDonald, Victor Kilo 4, Tango Echo, Silent Key, September 27, 2024.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, with this week's update from the Darling Downs Radio Club. Check your diary now for the two upcoming club events in October. They're very close. It's Social Lunch Month, and next Saturday, the 12th, we meet at the Southern Hotel in Ruthven Street. Timing is 11:30 for a 12 o'clock start. Everyone's welcome, including YLs and Yota types. You'll find us at tables around to the right as you come in from the car park. The next club meeting is on Monday the 14th of October in the Toowoomba Library at 1900. And we're all about 3D printing this month with Steph Piper from USQ's Makerspace and 3D Printing Lab. And I hear you ask, how is that relevant to ham radio? Okay, go and use a search engine to look for 3D print ham radio. You'll find over 10,000 3D models on the Yegi site alone. Remember that pesky Baofeng belt clip that broke? Well, yep, it's there, and Steph will show you how you could print a replacement quick smart. Our website at ddrci.org.au has everything you need to know on the homepage. Click through the View Detail buttons under Upcoming Events. And check out the newsletter and other club info while you're there. We'd love to have you as a member. That URL again, ddrci.org.au. Catch us on the 12th and 14th of October. And if you're listening to this on Sunday morning, the Club Sunday 2-meter net starts in about 30 minutes. I'm John, VK4JPM. You can drop me a line by sending a note to secretary at ddrci.org.au, and I'd love to help you get your Garden City Award.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. The images of destruction from various parts of the world seem to have been proliferating in the past few weeks. Sadly, the news doesn't seem to be improving, with wars and natural disasters claiming headlines. It's been a feature of the amateur community to offer assistance to the community in times of distress, and following the devastation that Hurricane Helene has wrought through parts of the southeastern U.S., we've seen mainstream media picking up on some hams using their stations to pass welfare messages. There is a long history of this in the United States, and even in this land down under, many man-hours have gone into the community support with amateurs using their equipment and skills during cyclones, floods and fires, and also working in volunteer bodies in their home communities. Most of the old-timers are familiar with the Wyson acronym, and there are several bodies operating under the Wyson name scattered around the country. 70 years or so ago, Australia had a strong volunteer body known as the Civil Defence. This body performed multiple functions, but it had a strong government-supported ethos of looking after the civilians, which was shaped by the lessons of World War II. Today, there is much less emphasis on civil defence, with bodies such as Salvation Army, Red Cross and SES performing many of these functions. You'll find amateur operators working quietly within these bodies and many other groups. However, just because there are formal structures doesn't mean that we as individuals cannot help if the situation demands. Certainly the training which these bodies and professions such as the military provide can smooth the way messages are handled, but really, if we think about what our regulations exam covers, we all have the basics of being effective message handlers. With more and more equipment being available for camping and other recreations, most of us can have things like backup power to run rigs and computers. The thing is that amateurs have the option to be versatile in what they do and what bands that they use. That versatility can link low and high power DX and NVIS simplex and repeater operations into very effective communications networks. I certainly would like to see promotion of activities like Wyson and things such as message handling tools and operating manuals, as it would improve the flow of information to those who need it, and it would make operations consistent and better able to be logged. It seems that much effort has been put into promoting other areas of the hobby when community support could be more valuable. As we head into the daylight saving in other parts of the country, we on the east of the country, especially along the north and northwest, are welcoming the start of cyclone season. It is also the time when bushfires are at the most damaging in the run-up to the great summer season. I reckon we can all be ready to do a bit, if needed, in times of emergency. Every little bit helps. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.